Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, June 12, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute Studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us today. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning and welcome back, Dr. Green.
Thank you, Ed. You know, it feels like I've been gone a month. It was just, what, 1 week? But it feels like so, so long. I've missed you.
Missed you, too. It's never the same. And I'm always a little discombobulated because I don't, you know, you and I got a rhythm 4.5 years of this, so I don't even have to think about it. We come in and just start chatting. So tell me anything new.
Well, COVID went through the family. My poor little wife caught that at work. She's better now. But, you know, COVID is making a little comeback. I don't know what the variant is right this second. It's something different. So many patients have started with a sore throat, which is what she had, then more flu-like symptoms. But, you know, she got through it just fine, like all the other patients are doing, thankfully, thank the Lord. We do have Paxlovid now. Have you heard of that?
I have heard. I actually looked into it just 2 days ago.
Okay, yes. So there's emergency use authorization. That worked very well. So we've used it for a lot of patients as well. For myself, you know, I did our thing. I loaded up on all my vitamins, and I think I have antibodies coming out my ears because I never got sick, which is great. And I was, you know, pretty much in her face taking care of her for a week. So, you know, keep living healthy and take your vitamin D and C. We had elderberry in the house. We had our zinc. We basically everything, the whole menagerie. You sent me something about, you know, prevention, and we looked at that. And, you know, she got better very, very rapidly. So, you know, I'm very thankful for that. I still, you know, we live in a COVID flu strep season. It's just part of our lives. Don't freak out about it. Protect yourself and keep going.
That's great advice. And don't be paralyzed by it. Take action, be smart, be wise, be educated. I mean, here's the thing. You know, I think many people become frozen in the world of health and in certain other areas because we're overburdened by too much information. So many just shut down and just say, I hope for the best. Well, I don't know if that's the best advice. It certainly isn't for me. We have to pick and choose the wise sources of information that you trust from people, teams, information on the internet, because so much of that is so, so biased. And so we have to be careful. But we also don't need to be totally stagnant and make no decisions.
No, be prepared. We always talk about, well, you are the healthiest eater I've ever met, actually, besides my mother, probably. She may beat you. You have to meet her one day. But other than that, exercise, healthy lifestyle, diet. You know, we had everything at the house. Like I said, I forgot to mention the N-acetylcysteine, so yes. We did have that as well. So I had her on, well, actually, I told her to take it 3 times a day. I was lucky she made it 2 times a day. but, you know, all of these things actually do work.
Yes, they do. And, you know, they're not like something nutritionally. You don't take a nutrient at 8 o'clock in the morning and feel better by noon, because that's not how natural products work. They're helping to bring in more balance to the system. They're helping to strengthen a system. They're not actually trying to push the body into a certain mode, right or left, like a painkiller. Heck, you know, you take it and 2 hours later, you are feeling the effects of that. And I guess I'm going to segue in out of that into, I've now, and if people listen to me, you know, the only chronic issue I've ever had physically of my life is my hip issue. And it came on suddenly about 19 months ago. I do think there's some emotions tied to the fact that I don't get completely well. And, you know, I've got some wear and tear. I'm 65, but I am now been off all painkillers for 3 weeks, and I have felt vastly better, at times much worse, because at first you're used to painkillers, your body is, and when you get off of them, the pain rages back, because you have your pain receptors have gotten so used to being suppressed by the painkillers that when you don't have anything to suppress it, it kind of goes too much the other way. But at this point, I am thrilled to death. I will keep them in my pocket for a really rough day, but I am getting a small amount better every single week, I do feel, and I'm just very pleased with the people and the team and the advice that I get from those that I trust. And never give up, never give up. That's what I've every morning. I'm still at the gym 5 days a week. And again, of course, last
I was about to bring
weekend,
that up.
Mm-hmm. I did take a painkiller on the day of the bodybuilding contest, Chattanooga Fitness. I just want to thank the Lazars and Sean Whitfield and everybody that put that piece together, because it was very efficiently run. Everybody seemed to have a great time. And there was about a little less than 40 competitors. We had almost 400 people in the audience with a waiting list for people who wanted to get in that was sold out 5 days previous. It was a fun event. I've been going to bodybuilding my whole life since I was 17. Never been to one that was as quickly and efficiently run or as fun as this one was.
And you won your segment, right?
Well, I did. Yes.
That's what I hear. I asked Sean.
Well, you can, you know, I'm not bragging by posting on Facebook, but you know what? To heck with anybody. I don't care if you think I am bragging or not. That's what my day consisted of, and I'm just going to post it.
That's awesome.
You know, it motivates me sometimes to do even more and to keep motivated. And I think sometimes it motivates others, because I added up my TikTok yesterday, the views I now have gone over 2.5 million. And that's because I post on there. This is a 65-year-old guy who tries to be fit, and maybe I can help you. So it's Ed Jones 63 on TikTok. Ed Jones,
I think you're about to pass Wim Hof, right?
I need to look at his numbers.
You just may soon. Yeah, I hate it. You know, I told everybody I would be there. I didn't lie to everybody. I forgot about a prior commitment in Atlanta and Roswell, so I was down at a graduation celebration, which was awesome. For anybody down in Roswell, if you're listening, we ate at Table in Maine. Great little restaurant. There's a whole street there. You would love it. Just full of boutique restaurants with all unique, amazing food. You would be in heaven the way you like to get really good food.
I'm going to eat at Hennon's tonight. Do you like Hennon's?
I do like Hennon's. Okay. I've gotten several good meals at Hennon's. It's a little pricey.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but, you know, the food is superb.
That sounds just down my alley. I want to ask you, as I know at Nutrition World, I'm getting a lot of people who have this week-long to 10-day-long infection that is flu-like, and it's a lot gastrointestinal. They are nauseous, and they sometimes are throwing up, and their diarrhea, terrible. Is that common in your office?
Well, summertime is gastroenteritis season, so okay. Yeah, and whatever's going around can last 1 to 2 weeks, which is horrible.
Yes. Right?
My goodness, having those symptoms that long. So, yes, and there's something that looks a lot like flu that's not with the same basic symptoms. It's not COVID. It's not flu. That's out there. And plus the same old things, the strep and just regular bronchitis, sinusitis. But, you know, it's normal summer. We have gastroenteritis every summer.
So it's not any worse than any other years.
No.
It's just about the same.
No, the only real change over the last 2 to 3 weeks is just a resurgence of some COVID variant.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen 2 or 3 with the COVID. In fact, I told this veterinarian I know, she had texted me and said, I think I've got the flu, got test negative for COVID. And I said, how long have you had symptoms? She said, 2 to 3 days. I said, well, I can just tell you that all the people I know recently who's tested between 2 and 3 days is negative. You test on day 4, bet you'll be positive. She texted me the next day, said, whoops, day 4, I'm positive. It does take a couple days, doesn't it?
It does. And have you tried the home COVID test? Have you done that?
Oh, yes.
They're so easy to use.
So easy. I keep about 10 of them in the store, and we've tested every employee who ever gets any sniffles just to ensure, you know, make sure they don't have it.
I mean, nobody wants to get sick and have to be out of work. Just prevention is the key.
Yeah.
Like you said, we're always doing the vitamins. We just change the levels if we're sick.
That's right. You just change the levels. Exactly. And I did go see Top Gun twice. You have to go
see
Top Gun.
Fantastic. Yeah, we want to go back and see it again. Now that new Jurassic Park movie is out, too.
Yeah, I kind of sensitive to those bold movies like that. I get nightmares from them, so I'm not going to go see that one.
Oh, but the Top Gun, I mean, superb. For a sequel, I think it was better than the first one.
And
the fellow they had doing Rooster, Goose's son,
yes.
When he walks in the sunglasses and the Hawaiian shirt, I was like, that's Goose.
That is.
What amazing casting. They did a great job.
You know, I like TikTok. I talk about it a lot because I learn more on TikTok than most other places, and also laugh more and also waste more time. So it's a combination. But this doc was on there last night talking about, he had a picture of Tom Cruise in his first Top Gun movie and then a picture of him in the recent one. And he's a plastic surgeon. He said, here's why he looked so much better. He said,
well, I was wondering the same thing.
Yes, we all, I mean, anybody I've talked to.
Like, dang, you look like you did back then in 86.
But the thing is, when you have photography that's so close up on the skin, yes, I know makeup is miraculous, but the guy is hanging in there like almost I've never seen. So this is what the TikTok doctor said that he's doing. He's doing, radio wave therapy on his skin. And what it does is it produces collagen at a very high degree. So when I heard that, I go to Southern Surgical Arts, a lady named Tammy out there, just wonderful, taking care of me for years and years. I don't get Botox. I don't get anything aggressive. What I get is about 2 facials a year. It's pretty intense. And that's all I do. But I text her and I said, do you do this at your place, this radio collagen building? And she said, yes. I said, Monday, I'm making an appointment. So tomorrow.
You have to tell me about that and how it works and how expensive the equipment is.
Yeah, I looked it up, and the before and afters are impressive, but not like so crazy like you would disbelieve it. You know, it gives you a nice firming up of the skin and does obviously come from the collagen aspect. So I will let people know. Again, I'm the guinea pig, and I'm trying everything, and some of them work, some don't. I'll let you know which one does.
Do you know the cost of the equipment? Like,
well, it's going to the treatment, it said, is between $1,000 and $3,000 for the whole treatment. I don't know if that's...
I mean the machine that does it.
Oh, no, I don't. But I know their machines are very expensive.
If they're charging that much, it's expensive.
Yes. And I'm... You know, I never want to say never, but I'm just not a Botox guy. I don't like injecting that kind of stuff, and I don't want to. I want to be authentic.
And not everybody can afford that kind of therapy. Right. They just can't. That's expensive. But he does own his own Mustang. Love that plane. That P-51 is
yes.
his.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that till after I'd left that movie.
Yeah, so. Beautiful, beautiful plane. So I'm a little jealous, and you probably are too. Let's trade your Stearman for a P-51.
Well, the Stearman is the closest thing I'll ever get to a P-51, that's for sure. But at least it will fly upside down and do
this. We're going to do that someday. Don't let me fall out, please.
Well, as soon as
I don't want to use my life insurance.
As soon as we move that plane to level field, if it ever does, we will be going up. Well, it is already time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about men's health and vascular issues that are pretty sometimes epidemic and also can predict ED. So we'll be doing that when we come back. So more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Welcome
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Dr. Green. Of course, we have the award goes to the most physician who's ever visited this radio station in 4.5 years, Dr. Lazar. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Ed and Chris, thank you so much for having me back. I don't know why you keep bringing me back, but I keep coming. So
I love you, Dr. Lazar.
You have treasures to share.
It is the Vascular Institute studio, after all.
That is true. And they also sponsored the Chattanooga Fitness, which, again, we just talked about. Thank you so much. You know, I'm sure you know Dr. Hedrick and the things. And, you know, thanks to Vital Health Radio, Nutrition World has sponsored the Lung Bus twice. And we did it about a month ago. And there were several people who found, or that Dr. Hedrick found through the scan that you can get done, that has some vascular issues, which means less blood flow. And I know this is Men's Health Month, right?
Absolutely. June's Men's Health Month.
Okay. And so many men are hard-headed. They're not informed.
No.
They think of themselves as a Ford F-150 truck that you just get in every morning, you turn the key, and you're going to drive down the road. And if you get a little flat tire, you just run to your somewhere and you get it fixed. Well, that works for a while, but there's a point of which we have to embrace better ideas, better strategies to age gracefully.
You know, why do we do that, though, Ed? Why are we so resistant as men?
Well, I think we still come from the old generations of we tough everything out. We got an armor, and, you know, the old school John Wayne still gets in some of us. And I think there's a huge fear in men of the medical system.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't know what Dr. Lazar thinks about this. We were talking off the air, and I just did my physical. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord, it was great. But I was thinking, wow, I'm doing my PSA for the first time in my life. I'm like, oh, crap, something can actually be bad. And I told my doctor that, and he's like, trust me, it's a lot better than ignoring it, though. I said, I'm a little scared. I actually was this time because I thought we could actually find something. I'm in my 50s.
See, I love that because see how honest you are about it.
That's what my patients go through.
That's right. And until we go through it, I think none of us realize what, you know, we can't be in their shoes until we actually go through it. So vascular problems are pretty epidemic, especially I know from learning from you, Dr. Lazar, this area is more epidemic because we don't embrace good foods and exercises we should. And
we embrace Bojangles.
Exactly. And every freaking place that I see, oh, I see a new building going up that's going to be a restaurant. No, it's not a restaurant. It's a fast food junkie place. No one is building the good stuff anymore. And, you know, you go to other towns, like you went to other towns, there's a lot more options. Why does Chattanooga not bring in more good restaurants that actually have, you know, food from the earth and they get local things and they prepare it properly? I don't know.
Well, somebody like First Watch has some good options.
They do.
That's one that's an exception, but you have to be careful there. Some of their healthy drinks have a ton of sugar.
Well, I don't mind a place having a lot of unhealthy as long as they have healthy. I ate at Local Goat last night. Do you ever eat Local Goat?
I've never been there yet.
Yeah, I ate their bison or I ate their lamb burger, and they have the best broccoli in Chattanooga, which is what I eat every time. And I will have to say, really dang good tequila. But again, I'm balancing it out. So let's talk about vascular issues. And I know a lot of men who are having issues with erectile dysfunction, that can be a sign, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's you know, you never really, I think you guys do such a great job talking about health and bringing this out to the public. But you never really appreciate your health until you lose it. I think that's one of the first things I recognize with some of my patients. They can't believe that, hey, I have, you know, PAD, or I have, you know, diabetes, and I'm insulin resistant, and I'm now obese, and how do I deal with this? The main thing is, you know, for Men's Health Month is to get the knowledge out there that you know, one out of, you know, two men die from cardiovascular disease.
Really, one out of two,
and okay, this is highly preventable. And so the two things that happen to the body is that we can start to develop plaquing that builds up inside the arteries. Those plaques can build up inside the heart, and they can actually cause a heart attack, and that's really what causes the heart attack. The other problem is the heart failing, and when the heart fails, it is usually because of high blood pressure. So I kind of explain it to my patients this way: if your arteries are kind of tight and they're under a lot of pressure, pressure, your heart has to beat against that every time it beats 60 times a minute, 60, you know, for 60 minutes an hour. And so your heart is constantly fighting that pressure. And so do that over years, you start to damage the heart, the valves, the heart gives way. And so either people dying from blocked arteries or heart failure. And those are usually the two reasons that you know, men are going to die. Now, one out of three women die from heart disease, mm-hmm. but one out of two men. And this is preventable disease. This is preventable disease. And that's why I tell all my patients, they come in, they see me for the first time, they got a horrible problem. Who's your primary care doctor? Silence.
Ah.
They don't have a primary care doctor. About 15% of adults in this community do not have primary care. What is wrong with people? You have to take care of your car, like you said before. You got to change the tires, you got to do the oil, you got to do the maintenance. And you know, Chris, you said you got your PSA checked when you're, you know, in your late 40s. I think you're late 40s. Am I being gracious here? I don't know.
I'm 54, Chris.
54. Okay, so you're older than me, just so you know that.
thanks for reminding me.
And, you know, when my father, he was a physician, and he got his PSA checked every year. And when he turned 60, he moved to a different job and for 1 year did not get his PSA checked. The next time it was 20.
Wow.
And 2 years later, he was dead from prostate cancer.
Wow.
And so we have to take care of ourselves, and that's really one of the major things. Eating right is one of the major things. Getting good sleep, you know, having physical activity in your life. Those are the core three that you have to have mm-hmm. if you're going to stay healthy.
Absolutely, and we all know that. Every person listening, every man in here knows. In their darkest, even quiet moments, they know that those are vital things. But it's just we're in a place where very few people really embrace it on an ongoing basis. They'll do a month to get ready for the beach, or they'll do something temporarily. Women are better at taking care of themselves, aren't they?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
I can guarantee you. I can assure you.
Or at least
from preventive medicine and primary care, the women do better.
Yeah,
a lot.
They think about it more, and they're less fearful of going to talk to people.
They come
like
in
you.
Sooner than we do.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll come in. Very small problem. Want to talk to you about this. Why don't we do that? Again, we're stubborn and fearful.
And I know even at Nutrition World, you know, I'd say 70% of my serious customers are women. So there's only 30% men. And a lot of times those men are really, half of those are coming because their wife's coming with them.
Well, they're also better about their, I'd say, mental health, pampering themselves. Mm-hmm. Just watching my wife, she takes care of herself a lot, goes and gets her nails done, mm-hmm. you know, and just goes to spas. We don't really do that. You take care of yourself better than most men, but I don't know about Dr. Lasar, but do I do those things? No, I don't. I mean, I go to the gym, but that's my release. I don't go mm-hmm. pamper myself anywhere else. Maybe I should.
Well, maybe you work too hard. Is that part of our problem? We have a work problem in this country?
I can assure you, one of my doctors a couple of years ago, I went with a problem, and after 6 hours, he goes, basically, I can't repeat it because he used profanity, but he said, you're getting old and you work too much. I'm like, 6 hours and testing, that's all you got to tell me? I said, I knew those two things. So, yeah, I mean, I would say I do, and I was just thinking recently about backing off some of my duties. It'll catch up to you, it will. And yeah. I'm sure there's other men out there listening who are doing the same thing.
Well, you know, I've repeated the same statement I kind of came up with years ago, that at least in me being 65, I've certainly seen it. The bodies will communicate to us. It doesn't have the words in English. What it does is have symptoms or vague feelings or this or that. And at first it's a whisper, and we ignore it as men almost always. Then it's a knock at the door. And if you keep ignoring it, it's going to be a sledgehammer upside the head. Well, my hip is kind of a sledgehammer. I you know, between relationships and between this and between that and overwork big time, you know, it finally knocked me upside the head. Well, I have learned a lot. I'm not working any less, but what I'm doing is I don't feel guilty about preserving my body and doing therapies, and I don't take a lot of time off, but I'm getting massage every week. I meditate every day. I eat right. I'm doing enough right things where I am getting better.
And that's awesome. And thinking about men's health, something I have recommended to several patients, something that got me looking at my health, was that ring you gave me, the Oura ring. My heart rate variability was awful. My sleep latency was like 2 seconds, and I realized I was exhausted. You know, but it took something testing me to tell me that. I went, yeah, I guess I knew it. I just didn't want to admit it.
I love that, because men normally need accountability. I don't know. We, vague ideas don't do well for most of us. And this Oura Ring, which again, I recommend if you don't have one, Dr. Sartre, you got to get one. I'm telling you, it's a life changer. My heart rate variability, which is a sign of total health and heart health and all the things that we need to build, it gives you that resting heart rate. It gives you REM sleep, deep sleep, light sleep.
No sleep.
And it was a game changer for me, just like you, Dr. Green, because, I know I'm not sleeping quite enough. Oh, no, it was way bad. Mm-hmm. It was not just barely quite enough.
Yeah, most things in life, if you don't really measure it, you're not going to change it.
No, men so especially.
We just tend to kind of plod along and do what you do. And then you realize, get on the scale and you're, $190 and hey, that's the most you've ever been in your life. And you're saying, okay, this has got to change. You got to do something different. So you got to weigh yourself and you got to check your blood pressure if you have a blood pressure issue and engage. I talk about to patients a lot about engaging in their medical care. You just have to engage. If you don't engage, then you can't change the problems. And I think you're actually one of the few people that really have I'm not sure if it's control issues or what it is, but you are so calculating when you use your diet or the medications you use. And so what's the secret to that? Because there's a power there that is important. But how do you think about this?
Well, I think a lot because it's my career. It's been my whole life. And it's not a haphazard, I just read an article. Let me grab this or let me do this new thing. I digest it quite deeply, but I also have what I recommend to everyone, create a team approach for your health. And that doesn't mean just have Dr. Green, just have me, or just have your exercise person, or just have whatever. It's going to be a team effort. It's a family effort to get to grow old gracefully. And I don't know what I would have done without the people that that have helped me along this path to help me change my thinking and help realign me to the right path. Because a lot of stuff I have done, because I am the guinea pig of Chattanooga. I've done. There's not one thing you could probably mention that I haven't done. I mean, I have ingested urine. I have done, I've eaten a macrobiotic diet where I had to stir the rice counterclockwise instead of clockwise. I went to people's homes and taught them who had cancer how to do macrobiotic diets. That isn't what I do now. I don't agree with that. I don't think it's valid. But I had to learn by doing all of these. Every exercise routine, I take 99 supplements a day. Half of those work, another half don't, but I don't know which ones they are, so I'm sticking with them. No one needs to be nutty like me, but you need to create a team approach of trusted individuals, and then you come up with a game plan, just like when I fly my small airplane. I do a flight plan from point A to point B. Hey, my whole life now is a flight plan for 65 to 70 years old at this point, and it involves nutrition and exercise and mental and meditation. But I also don't let that overwhelm me. That can't be our whole job either, because life is here to enjoy. It's not a grim duty. It should not be a grim duty, all these things that we do. So I have to sometimes I go through not taking any pills because I just feel overwhelmed. And I just did this contest. I'm back eating carbs. I just ate a bunch of carbs this week. It's okay. It's 80-20 rule, or actually 90-10 for me. But if you don't have a team approach, you're not going to probably win.
Yeah, the body's so versatile. I mean, you can switch back and forth between carb diet and then a high protein or even fat diet. And it's amazing how it is. And, we always think that we always think in our brains that we're 17.
Yep.
We always, every patient, I don't care. I mean, I have little old ladies that come and see me all the time and they want to take me home with them. I said, well, that's fine. I said, you can, but I come with a wife, mother-in-law, four kids and two dogs. So I said, if you want to do that, then we got a deal. But, we always think in our brain that we're 17. And I think the bottom line here is if you want health, you actually have to actively pursue it. Mm-hmm. It's something that you can't just expect. You have to actively pursue it.
You do.
And one of the things that, we deal with, my world is disease. We have, just kind of to bring this full circle, back to Men's Health Month real quick, the second reason why men die, the highest rate is cancer. It is lung cancer, colorectal cancer, and prostate. Now, lung cancer, in our area here, you mentioned the CT bus with Dr. Hedrick. I would say if anybody has, been a smoker since they've been 10 to 14 in that range, when you started then and you've smoked for 30 years, there's a high chance that you have a problem. And so find it soon, find it early. It's curable. It's curable if you find it early. Stage one is curable. And so, you know, I'd encourage the smokers in the region, hey, you want to get healthy. First of all, you've got to prove that you're healthy. You got to go get this, get a scan and find out if you're okay. As far as colorectal health, you know, we should all be having our colonoscopy at 50. And nobody really wants to do that, but it can prevent you from dying from colorectal cancer. Prostate cancer is one of the things that, you know, men will deal with. A vast majority of men are going to have prostate cancer by the time they're 80 to 90 years of age, but it's not as lethal as it was in the past. So we're learning a lot about zinc and how important that is in our life and our prostate health. And so there's a lot to this when we talk about men's health.
Absolutely. What great advice for men. And a lot of women listening hopefully will tell some of their men about this. And you at the Vascular Institute are saving lives. There's no doubt. I hear it. People come to me and they're talking about going to you and how wonderful you've been. And so many of the symptoms that men have and women can be alleviated by you and some surgical procedures that are not that. They're not heart transplants. I mean, they're modestly easy surgeries, but yet they change lives. So I'm just hugely a fan of what you do, your institute, and the way you've grown. I'm proud of the fact that you're such an entrepreneur and you just do such great work. So thank you.
We're great partners. So happy to be here and love what I do. And if we can do something simple to help somebody, that's really what it's all about.
That's right. And we're going to do a health fair at Nutrition like we do every year. We'll probably do it this October, haven't announced it. And I know you have come 2 or 3 or 4 years in a row and doing some vascular checks. So hopefully we'll partner up on that one too. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a bunch of notes on some health topics, that plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medicare Miss D. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medicare Miss D. She's got a stack of books she reads, with all the others she takes lead, and we call her Medicare Miss D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation, and we call her Medicare Miss D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones, back here with my partner, Dr. Green. And, you know, I got a lot of notes and things. I want to talk about real quick, I'm kind of posting things weekly to try to inform people and myself of the unknown and modestly to greatly dangerous of EMFs, electromagnetic fields. And I have a great True Blue friend who keeps giving me education on this. And one thing that was said recently is, I didn't realize this, when you have children, I know with my two grandkids and I know children, sometimes just to make life work, you have to hand them the iPad or the cell phone to look at something when you're traveling in a car. But not realizing the fact that the car is actually like a magnet or an antenna for more EMFs. So the suggestion is, download whatever you want your children to watch on the iPad or your cell phone, and then put it on airplane mode. That will decrease their exposure to EMFs significantly. So that's the EMF tip, True Blue tip of the day.
You know, we keep talking about that, and I keep forgetting. I still forgot to get the phone case. Well, who is the manufacturer again?
It is.
One day I'll remember.
Safe Sleeve.
Safe Sleeve. I did get one for, say, a lot of times we head out North Shore. I'll just carry, ID and a credit card or something. I got one of those protectors for your car, so it can't be read.
Okay.
Do you have one of those?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so I've heard, they now people just steal that information right off your card. Mm. So, we got to watch out. There's a lot of bad people out there.
Yeah, always has been and always will be. Nature of the world. And
Safe Sleeve. One day I'm going to do that.
Well, what it does is it will lower the level of EMFs that come from the phone. And I have a meter, and I'm telling you, when you look at this meter, when you're talking or it's dialing, it is scary stuff. It goes into thousands of times over the supposed safety limit, even by the government standards. So I use speakerphone a whole lot.
I was just thinking the same thing. More people do speakerphone now.
Yep. And I do have a hearing aid in one single ear, and I've tested it. It has the teeniest, I don't even know if I can pick it up on the EMF meter, and it has the technology, and I love Johnson Audiology. They're just super, and they put it all together for me. But I can talk through my hearing aid, and it's not like those ear buds. Those put out a ton of EMFs.
Really?
Yes.
And all of them?
All of them I've ever seen and tested. I'm sure there may be. And like I spoke past week about it, technology has always two sides. It has the progressive benefits to us, and then it also has some negatives. Well, we have smart people who can hopefully make technology far safer, but yet still allow us to use it. That is my hope. That is my dream, that with time, hopefully not too long, because we're sliding down a slippery scale at this point. But it's almost like, and this is never talked about, is the mercury in fillings. I mean, mercury has been used in fillings since they started fillings, probably in the early 1900s. It is not a good compound. It's toxic. It's awful. It's neurologically damaging. But the industries will not come straight out and admit to it. But what's happened is they've just improved materials. So it's slowly sliding away into no man's land without any real statement that, wow, we are going to change the system. I don't know what will change the EMF system, but we got to do something, because it's not heading the right direction.
Something just hit me. Have you ever looked at electric cars versus regular?
See, that is my thought, and I would like to use my meter, because I just have always feared electric cars. Sitting on those batteries, I cannot imagine the EMFs that are coming up through there.
Well, you've got that, and some have up to 4 electric motors.
Wow. It's got to be
awful. I've never checked. It just hit me.
Yeah, that's got to be awful.
Well, we'll find out. That'll be something for a little Vital Health Radio research project.
I will do that. Next person that comes in with an electric car, I'm going to go out there and test it.
Well, I do know. I saw the Volvo study. I don't know if I talked about it on the air, but Volvo did a study a while back. Just looking at the environmental impact of gas versus electric, and they found out if you make 2, I think it was XC90s, you had to drive the electric 90,000 miles to equal the environmental impact of a gas engine car.
Really?
Of the same, just because of the manufacturing process, the battery, the components, all that.
Wow.
And the conclusion of that, when I read it, was if you really want to be good for the environment right now, with the current state of technology, get a used gas car, which is ironic with $5 gas, but that's what they recommended. Interesting. Was Volvo, of all people.
What we are told and what we believe are so often incorrect with time. It just is. And so we always need to hold out with a little bit of doubt, regardless of who says it, including me, you, or whoever. I do want to say on Facebook, Vital Health Radio Facebook, Katie at the store, she is great at finding these most interesting products. And what we have, it's a mosquito stick, and it looks like a big incense stick. And she has used it at her house because she has tons of mosquitoes. And I don't want to use the chemicals that come from those, the DEET and the other things that commercial companies make. Those are very unhealthy for us, especially with children. So these mosquito sticks, you just light them and they burn for 2 hours and they get rid of all the mosquitoes, but they're not full of toxic materials.
Nice. Do you know there's a commercial keeps coming on? I wish I remembered it. But it's something about a non-chemical bug killer for the home.
No.
And they make some sprays. They have a device you can put on the counter. I'll have to check on that. I'll watch for commercials.
Yeah, it could be marketing hype.
I was hoping you would know it off the top of your head.
Well, because I don't watch TV, I'm kind of left out on that one. I will say that I did post also on Facebook, Vital Health Radio, and I know this is where we partially have some debate is regard the statin issue. Mm-hmm. A lady named Dr. DeMasi has an hour-long lecture on the true melted down statistics where we really get to the bottom of the truth of statins and cholesterol and risk. And I just was basically breathless when I heard her speak of the numbers, the true numbers, and how these numbers have been manipulated in order to convince you that 90% of all people need statin drugs. And
I wouldn't say we say that, Ed.
Okay.
There are doctors out there who say, there are some that say everyone should be on a statin.
Right.
Most of us don't agree with that. There are some that say 100% of diabetics should be on a statin. No, most of us don't agree. We understand the reasoning behind that. But, you know, the data we are showing, that will be very interesting for me. I don't mind a contrary point of view. It's very interesting to me. But we are taught, and it's over 50 years of evidence, that statins reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke. They just do. And so somebody has a contrary opinion. Interesting.
I love you.
I don't agree with it, but I'd like to hear it.
That's why I just so enjoy you, because we're not going to go out of here enemies just because we have a little different opinion, and you're willing to actually look at it. So it's on Facebook, Vital Health Radio.
Well, like I tell a lot of patients when they ask me, hey, does blah, blah, blah have any risk? And I'll remind them, see, only God's grace has no risk.
Yes.
Everything else does, even water.
Yeah,
you can overdose yourself on water if you want to.
Oh, there's been plenty of people who've done that with even at 2 gallons a day, that they can really hurt you.
Yeah, technically, oxygen is a poison. I mean, we're surrounded by a lot of dangerous things, and are statins 100% safe? No, but they are still very safe. To me, anyway. That's my professional medical opinion.
Good. There's a doctor named Dr. Greger. He's got a website, nutritionfacts.org, and this was one of the most interesting stories that I think I've ever read by him. And this is, again, where we go back and we think a common sense type of statement or a feeling should be valid. And I would agree with this. You know, wouldn't you think that fast food places that offer a healthy option would be a good decision? You would think that, wouldn't you?
You would think.
Well, Dr. Greger has these studies to back this up. And it was totally confounding to me. And what happened was they looked at when McDonald's announced that they were adding seasonal produce to their menu, okay? And what happened was people ate more junk food because of that. They ate twice as much French fries because there is a psychological effect. It's called what the H effect. I can't say cuss words on this radio. What the H effect. And basically what it means is people will look at that healthy food and what they're going to say to themselves is, oh, I had broccoli yesterday, so I'm going to indulge. I'm going to have French fries. Or I'm going to eat with the family this weekend and I'm going to have healthier food. And since I deprive myself all the time of that, but yet I know I'm going to have it later, I'm going to go ahead and get the French fries. And the studies were very clear that junk food consumption goes straight up when a fast food restaurant offers healthy options.
Interesting.
And it's on the view of the customer.
I will say, though, I do like Chick-fil-A's grilled chicken salad, like a Southwestern salad. It's actually very good. Depends what you put on it after that. But, you know, it can be a very healthy choice if you let it be and you don't order the fries with it.
Well,
but sometimes getting off a diet is a good thing. For the most part, during the weekdays, I don't know about you, I tend to be pretty strict with the diet Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. But if I want to go out and have something good, you know, date night on a Saturday, I do. And I enjoy it.
Well, but you also have more discipline than the average person. You're making some wise decisions. You have so much more knowledge. But the fact was, here it says that the When McDonald's added healthy options to the menu, the French fry sales jumped 33%. Without salad options, 1 in 10 got French fries. With a salad option, 3 out of 10. And it's called
an odd statistic.
And it's called a glitch in the human psychology that they call self-licensing. This is when we unwittingly do something that draws us away from our goals after we have done something positive. So if we do something positive, then we're actually drawn away. It's just that conundrum of psychology. And
yeah, that just doesn't work for me. I mean, and probably for you too. I would not say because I've had broccoli today, I'm going to do something bad tomorrow. Mine is, no, I'm disciplined enough to do that during the week. But if I want a cheat day on the weekend, I do. But it's not because I ate healthier.
I know.
I'm actually choosing to just enjoy a meal.
Again, we're dealing with, and it's not a negative term, the general public. That are vastly uninformed.
Yes, that's interesting. I can't wait to hear more on that because it's a really weird. That's Dr. Greger's study?
Dr. Greger, and it's on Facebook, the Vital Health Radio. I put the study up there.
Well, for the most part, fast food restaurants, it's really hard to eat healthy there. It just is. You can lessen the impact, but it's probably not going to be healthy.
I think you can get to a neutral place. It's not going to be positive, but I did a podcast on The Holistic Navigator on how to eat out healthy in junk food places, and you can tread water in a junk food place.
It's pretty easy to say to do an Atkins diet. I mean, that's not that hard at a fast food, but to really make it your kind of healthy,
no,
that's a lot more work.
Oh, no, you can't get there on that. And we are having a big, nice lecture. It's on nutritionw.com on heartburn in about 2 to 3 weeks. So that's going to be interesting. And I did post some good things informative-wise on Delta 8 and Delta 9. I have actually, when I said earlier in the show that I have no longer taking painkillers, well, 50% of the reason I don't have to take painkillers is Delta 9. The Delta 9 at night is what's allowing me to sleep. My Aura Ring is proving to me that it is an amazing sleep remedy. You cannot drive a car after doing it, and you need to check with your doctor, and you will test THC positive.
And I agree with all that you just said, so be careful with that. Hey, back to the eating thing. Did you enjoy your redneck sushi with the turkey today?
I loved it. Yeah, Dr. Green made so kind. He made me this redneck sushi, which is low-carb, pickle. Normally it has ham, but he made turkey today, and what else is on it?
It was turkey, low-fat cheese, and the pickle. I mean, it's about as easy as you can get, but what a great snack. We've talked about it, I don't know how many weeks now, but I didn't ask you how you like the turkey. I really enjoyed that today.
I love the turkey. I don't choose ham normally, but ham tastes really good too.
Well, it does, and it's a lot easier to roll, I will say that. Okay. Yeah, the chicken and turkey are a lot more, they tear, so it's hard. I wonder if anybody out there is trying the redneck sushi because we talk about it. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's healthy, though, so I'm comfortable letting people do it.
Somebody try it and come in Nutritional and tell me that you tried it.
That would be hilarious. My kids hate pickles, so they would never make it.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
And once again, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. To learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app. Now today, in our perpetual search for personal well-being, we will concentrate on a vital truth. You are loved. First, let's start with some selected verses from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, we find, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." Okay, we are looking at God's love for us, which is crucial for us to love each other. God's love for us is essential to understanding who we are. It is essential for our salvation. It is essential for our relationship to God. It is essential for our relationships with others. Also, understanding God's love for us is essential in our struggle to conquer fear. Now, perhaps our fears grew out of emotional trauma in the past, a past that may hold shame or regret. We may fear what people will think if they find out everything that is in our thoughts and hopes and fears. Mark Twain once wrote, "What a wee little part of a person's life are his acts and his words. His real life is led in his head and is known to none but himself. All day long the mill of his brain is grinding, and his thoughts, not those other things, are his history." Well, the good news is that there is one who does know us inside and out, the good and the bad. And you know what? God still loves us. Elizabeth Gilbert in Committed wrote, "To be fully seen by somebody and be loved anyhow, that can border on the miraculous." How right she was. Pastor Tim Keller has said that to be loved but not known is comforting but superficial. To be known and not loved is our greatest fear. But to be fully known And truly loved is, well, a lot like being loved by God. It is what we need more than anything. It liberates us from pretense, humbles us out of our self-righteousness, and fortifies us for any difficulty life can throw at us. That is what God desires for us to have with Him, to live and to love confidently. We can know peace, be able to breathe, to lean into intimacy with God and relationships with others with a settled confidence. God sees us as we truly are and loves us, and He calls us His own. And that, my friends, is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you for those words of wisdom and the kind advice. I want to get, only have a couple minutes left. I want to make sure I get this through about Dr. Brian Johnson. You've met him,
Dr. Green, twice.
He is now fully functioning at Nutrition World as the practicing integrative physician. This week, I had the first patient he saw actually came over with almost tears in her eyes. Her name was Debbie. And she said, I've never been in front of another human that was a healthcare practitioner that I've ever felt more connected and had such compassion for me. She said, this man is going to be part of my life. She said, we have to keep him here.
I'm jealous. He can probably spend a lot of time with people too.
He spends 50 minutes and...
So jealous
of
that.
Again, it's in a different system. You couldn't do that because the corporate system can't allow it, but he has served 25 years as a very experienced physician, and he's in a place where he's taking cash only, but it's very reasonable in pricing.
Now, are he and Josh Porter working together, or are those separate businesses?
Separate businesses, okay. But Josh Porter is doing the Optimize You hormone replacement. He will be on our, perhaps back on our show, and I'm going to do a podcast with him. So Dr. Brian Johnson, I so encourage you if you're frustrated. He does not replace a Dr. Green. He's going to be a team member that would be an additional person in that journey to superior health. And you go to nutritionw.com, and under practitioners, you just scroll down, make an appointment, and I will assure you, you will be absolutely thrilled. If you have chronic health conditions, this is not for, oh, I have COVID, oh, I have this, oh, I have that. That's where you go to Dr. Green, and they will take care of you. This is for chronic. And lastly is...
And he would probably do a lot of labs that nobody else can do because you can't get it covered by insurance.
Exactly. He can do everything that sometimes you can't get done other ways. So Dr. Brian Johnson, nutritionw.com under practitioners. And lastly, the formula, all this formula issues that's going with baby formula, and a lot of people believe this. Bill Gates is strongly pushing to stop breastfeeding because he believes totally that better living through chemistry is the only option in life. So he's helping to produce a cell cultured breast milk that's made in a lab, and Nutrition World has a formula that you have to use. You have to get 11 ingredients. It isn't any more costly than regular formula. We have to say check with your doctor, but this thing supplies every single component nutritionally a baby needs. My daughter has given it to her children. It does require a little work, but not that much. And so it is available for people who want the superior formula to create superior health.
Let me throw out something. Dr. Lasar made a good point. If you do need a primary care physician, call our office.
Perfect.
CHI Memorial has primary care throughout the area. Number two, Parkridge is still fighting CHI Memorial for the North Georgia Hospital. Mm-hmm. Here an HCA corporation based in Nashville with a hospital in Tennessee and Chattanooga with no dog in the hunt is trying to basically... it's a money grab, and they're just trying to push us out or keep us out of the area. And I think it is very selfish of them to do that. I would love all the residents of North Georgia to speak up on that because we've already, we had to go to court to get the CON in Atlanta, which we have. And now from Nashville, they're sticking their nose into it and they're delaying it. It could be delayed. Oh. We would have already started construction. Delayed till August or September unless all the people rise up and they back down. So people rise up and call your politicians, let them know your opinions on this. Do you want Park Ridge trying to stop Memorial in North Georgia? Do you? If you don't, speak up.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Memorial after all the years with you and learning all the great things that they can do. Guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We do thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones, Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.